Mario.
That'll be our transition, yeah.
Welcome back to the second half of Season 2, Episode 4 of The Grand Cast. I am your host, Chris N, here this evening with Ryan Kelly.
Yep, yeah. That is me.
Thank you again for being here.
No, thanks for having me.
It was a very enjoyable first portion of the show. And I usually start out the second half with an intern update. But I just recorded the previous episode last night, and so there have been no intern developments since then.
Cool.
Yep. I continue to do all the work for the show other than booking, which is handled by my booking manager, Josh H.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Josh.
Thanks for reaching out to me, Josh. Appreciate it.
So the next segment is called Improv Scene Suggestions.
Okay.
So I have a list of prompts that might be used to start off an improv scene.
Okay.
And if you wouldn't mind providing me with some audience responses, please give me a location.
Oh, a food factory.
A location that would fit on the stage at Mulligan's.
A Starbucks.
A noun.
Pineapple.
A verb.
Defenestrating.
Pardon me?
Assault by throwing out a window.
Excellent. An occupation.
Mortuary assistant.
A letter of the alphabet.
Q.
A relationship between two people.
It's complicated.
A word, any word.
Toddler.
The last thing. The last thing you paid money for. Please don't say toddler.
Yeah, no, it's a, oh dang, can't do two in a row. Wendy's 4 for 4.
A genre, nuggets.
Nuggets. Yeah, I got a double stack and with just cheese and ketchup, and it comes with 4 nuggets and fries and a drink.
What sauce for the nuggets?
Barbecue. But if I had to pick any, it would definitely be Chick-fil-A sauce. That stuff is so good.
Like the spicy mayonnaise kind of?
Kind of. It's got like a nice little kick to it, but oh, it's... Mm.
I don't support them economically.
I understand that. That's fair. I just can't get enough of that chicken, unfortunately.
I ate it once under protest, and it was very delicious.
Yeah. You ate it out of protest, and now you go back
under protest. I was in a car. We were traveling between states, and... Mm-hmm. The driver wanted to stop there, so we stopped there,
mm-hmm.
and I had to eat, so...
Yeah, you had to survive.
I didn't feel good about it, but it was delicious.
Yeah.
A genre of movie.
Ooh, film noir.
An emotion.
Giddy.
The first line of dialogue.
But why?
A page number.
62.
A place you might go on a first date.
A park.
A place you might go on vacation.
I gotta be honest, my first thought was bigger park, but tropical island.
A problem.
I can't take a nap.
An animal.
A quokka.
A what?
Quokka. They're little marsupials, and they got little pouches because they're just the smiliest little animals you ever see.
Huh.
For anyone in the audience, just Google quokka, and you're welcome. Your day's been made.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
Bottle opener.
A color.
Blue.
The last thing you ate.
Double stack.
Something you might get into an argument over.
The legitimacy of video games as an art form.
The other side is wrong.
Well, thank you. Yes. I mean, it shouldn't even be an argument.
Something you are scared of.
Spiders.
The title of a movie that hasn't been made.
Coming this fall.
It's a good title.
Yeah, we're just going with that.
Yeah. That could definitely be an adult film.
Oh, no. That's actually really true.
It probably is, actually.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
I always laugh at a joke about...
Oh. About, about awful content.
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
Ride a unicorn.
Dang. Thank you. That was improv scene suggestions.
I like that as a game. Thanks. That'd be a good warm-up just to kind of get things flowing.
I go to a lot of comedy shows. I'm not a performer at all, but I'm in the audience a lot. Mm-hmm. So I run out of ideas for suggestions. So this is kind of me harvesting other people's ideas.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. I completely give away all of my ideas to you.
This next segment is called Read Me Song Lyrics. So I have printed off some song lyrics here, if you wouldn't mind reading them to me in the style of spoken word poetry.
It's a weird thing. I've never done spoken word.
Have you seen it?
I've
read it in whatever style you would prefer.
All right. Well, this is, it's going to be kind of, let's do it. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. You have so many relationships in this life. Only one or two will last. You go through all the pain and strife, then you turn your back. And they're gone so fast, oh yeah, they're gone so fast, yeah, oh. So hold on the ones who really care. In the end, they'll be the one, only ones there. And when you get old and start losing your hair, can you tell me who will still care? Can you tell me who will still care? Oh, care. In a bop. They're gone. Yeah, yeah. Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. You can plant only any one of those. Keep planting to find out which one grows. It's a secret no one knows. It's a secret no one knows. Oh, no one knows. Can you tell me? Oh? No, you can't, because you don't know. Can you tell me? Oh, yeah. You can say, but you don't know. Can you tell me? Oh, which flower is going to grow? No, you can't cause it. You don't know. Can you tell me if it's going to be a daisy or a rose? You can say you can, but you don't know. Can you tell me, oh, which flower is going to grow? No, you can't, because you don't know. Can you tell me? You say you can, but you don't know. You say you can, but you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Oh. Mbop. Dubba. Doobop. Duh, yeah, yeah. Mbop, dubba. Doobop. Do. Oh, yeah. Mbop. Ba, dooba, bop. Ba, dooba. Ba, dooba, bop. Ba, da, boo, da. Ba, dooba. Ba, do, yeah. Mm, bop. Ba, do, ba, dop. Ba, do, bop, do. Ba, do, bop. Ba, do, bop. Ba, do, bop. Ba, do, yeah. I was not prepared for the, like, scat at the end there.
Yeah, who would have thought that Hansen was so lyrical?
Yeah, I was, that was the first time for me. That was really fun, though.
Oh, thank you for that.
Thank you.
You ever hang out with Biko?
I love Biko.
Oh, man.
He's the best.
Bikoops.
Bikoops. Oh, he's so good. I'm so glad he comes to Fictional Friends now. He's a great addition. He's so funny, and he's just like, he's just such a thoughtful guy. Great dude.
I'm a fan. Yeah. He'll be on the show eventually, as hopefully.
Yeah.
This next segment is called Read Me Poems.
All right.
So I have 3 short poems here from Shel Silverstein, if you wouldn't mind reading the title and then the contents and sounds whatever good style you prefer.
Ooh, see, now I'm tempted to do voices, but I don't know if I should do voices.
You absolutely should.
Falling up. I tripped on my shoelace and I fell up, up to the rooftops, up over the town, up past the treetops, up over the mountains, up where the colors blend into the sounds. But it got me so dizzy when I looked around, I got sick to my stomach and I threw down. That's falling up.
Happy ending. There are no happy endings. Endings are the saddest part. So just give me a happy middle and a very happy start.
Years from now.
Years from now. Although I cannot see your face as you flip these poems a while, somewhere from some far-off place, I hear you laughing, and I smile.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This next segment is called Real Talk.
Love it.
So, what do you think of the show so far?
I like it. I think it's fun. It's honestly, you've got a nice setup. It's just, I feel comfortable and it's nice. And I think that you picked a lot of great stimulating questions. So thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How's the format for you?
I like it. I think it's fun. I wasn't sure what to expect with the games and I like them. That was just fun. Also, I just, you know, I like the interview format and things like that. I think that's it's a classic thing and it's good.
Is that too structured?
No, I don't think so. And not only that, I think the structure adds a nice... this is Spanish. You're doing this with a lot of like comedians and improvisers. Mm-hmm. We need a little structure sometimes. We can go way off the rails. So I think it's good. I think it's fun.
Yeah. Nice. So what have you been up to lately?
Oh, this week has just been so busy. I finished 2 research papers this week.
Wow. On what?
One of them was on... the prophet Isaiah and monotheism, and which is just, it sucked because it's like, we're supposed to do a 10-page paper. There hasn't been that much written about it. Not only that, like he just didn't give us a very direct discussion. And so all 4 of us, because then we had to present it when we all did different things. We all wrote about pretty much the same thing. And then he was pretty much like, oh, you should have stayed in these like 15 verses. And we're like, that would have been helpful to say. And it just wasn't said. So that was frustrating. And then I did another one. We got to pick our own topic for my U.S. military history class. Silly enough, it doesn't have to be about U.S. military history. So I did tanks in World War I because that's where they come off from.
Those were crazy. Like the first ones that they made where it was just like, oh, we're putting big metal sheets on this truck.
On this truck. It's just nuts. And so like the British land ships, like the Mark series were amazing. And like the Renault... FTs were cool. They were the first ones to have like a rotating turret, which is used by every tank since then. Every successful tank, really. So it was just cool. It's also, I'm learning about like the, doing research on like the anti-tank stuff that they were doing. And some of the methods are just insane. Like they used bundled grenades that you throw to like try to disable the tracks. But some of their tactics were like, let the tank come really far in and then like use a mine to like blow up a hole so it can't get out of a ditch. And then to get like the people out, like, just stand there with a flamethrower and tell them to surrender. Ooh. But that's also stand there with a flamethrower in front of a tank. Those have guns. Like, it was just...
Can you imagine being the first guy on the wrong side of the first tank? Like where before it had been like cavalry and infantry. Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden this fucking armored truck rolls up.
Yeah. So that was actually the Battle of the Somme. It's like an offshoot kind of it. It's a more specific battle, but the Somme is the overarching battle that it was from. And I can't imagine being, and it was the Germans didn't really create their own until very late in the war. And they were, I mean, they created very few. But I don't know what I would have done. Like, I mean, you just see a land ship and these things were massive and just, the hell is that? And they could cross over trenches. Like, that's where I'm hiding. I think I would have promptly shat my pants.
Just all of World War I is with the things they experienced. It's
just nuts.
It's incomprehensible. Like you can see a movie about it, but it's. I feel like it doesn't set in that that actually happened. Like, people lived through that.
Yeah.
They were in the shit like that.
Yeah. And that it happened, and that it was so different between, like, I mean, they were taking strategies from the Civil War. That's where a lot of the trench warfare was coming from. And to think, like, that's what they were expecting and what they got. I mean, they had machine guns then.
Flamethrowers.
Yeah. I mean, dude, chemical weapons. It was just, it was, that would have been crazy. It would have been nuts. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Other than that, not a whole lot. I mean, I'm going to be honest, we're looking to doing some sketch stuff in Calvin Improv right now. Our last show is May 6th, if you guys want to come out. If there's anyone listening who wants to see that, it'll be our senior send-off, which is going to be cool, but a little bit bittersweet. Other than that, doing Calvin's Got Talent, but that is going to be way before this gets released. It'll be fun. So yeah, staying very, way too busy. Way too busy. Yeah.
Well, it's good to be busy. Is what the idle hands are the devil's playground. Yeah. Or idle mind is the...
Something like that. Idle something. Don't be idle. I think is the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This next segment is called Guess My Number. I'm thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And you get one guess at it. And I'm projecting the numbers at you telepathically to test your...
Okay, we're testing a group mind. I like it. So I got a question. What do I get if I get it right? That'll really stimulate the...
Oh,
I expected a
you want an incentive?
I figure if it's 1 in a million, there needs to be like a massive prize.
What's a good prize for you?
Looking
around, what would you want?
Ooh, wow, that's
a cyanide and happiness doll.
Oh yes, that would be it.
Purple or green?
Oh, definitely green. After favorite color, of course. I'm gonna go with 482,159.
It's a good guess, but it's incorrect. I'm sorry.
Do I get to know what it was?
No.
No,
it's
no.
The same number every episode.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, man. I should have coordinated this with all the other guys so we could have just like slowly moved up. It's going to take a while, but we're going to get there.
Someone did one. They were trying to start the train. But...
Oh, it's my fault now.
That was a while ago. Nobody
followed it. No, nobody followed it. Okay, yeah. Good to know.
The next segment is called Improvise and Add 4... which is the Heller ellipsis using 2 dots instead of 3. That was created by Josh Heller because it saves ink and time and it's just generally more effective.
Wow. You know what? At first I was like, that's so like, why would you do that? The 3 is so classic. And now that you mention all of that, I'm a 2-dot man now. Like that's.
Yeah. In the same vein of ideas, I think saying probably like PROLLY instead of probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's way better. You save a whole syllable in a bunch of letters.
That is true. I feel like that would not go well in like a business meeting though. So what do you think about this? Well, probably gonna like, this is a Fortune 500 company. Like,
yeah, but like a startup, they might appreciate the efficiency.
I think they would. I like it.
They're less traditional.
That's true. Hey, we're moving to the future. I think it's the future.
Yeah. So if you could please improvise a short audio, like radio style ad for Calvin Improv.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, come on down to see Calvin Improv. That's right. We are the go-to place for college. There we go. College comedy, short form improv. There's nothing else like us. Take that in any way that you desire. We are Calvin Improv. Come stop on by.
Thank you.
Anybody from Calvin Improv that's going to listen to that is going to be like, what is he talking about? Like, would you believe that my concentration in business is marketing?
This next segment is called Affirmation. Oh, Ryan, you are a very talented young man. I really appreciate your passion and drive for performing comedy. Date night with Ryan and Ryan has been incredible. Keep up the good work.
I love that segment. Thank you so much, Chris. And honestly, thank you so much for doing all this. This is such a cool thing to do, to just have for the community. I mean, it's great.
It's been a lot of fun for me.
Good.
The next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Oh, My grandfather and my grandma, but I remember my grandpa fondly. My grandma's still here. He was the best. They owned 91 acres out in rural Missouri, and it was just beautiful. And they had 22 cats and 12 dogs. Wow. At one point. I mean, they owned just tons of animals because they kept having strays that would come home, and they'd be like, "Well, you live here now. You can live here," And so, I mean, they had a pet cow at one point. Well, he was a steer. He had a 6-foot horn span. He was huge. But he was a neutered bull, so he was a steer. So he was not worth, he wasn't, you couldn't pimp him out pretty much. So he was just a pet. That was Spunky. They had goats there. And I remember my grandpa, he would put me on his shoulders and I would watch Blue's Clues. And that's a great memory.
Thank you for sharing. This next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
Moving to LA. I love the city. It's just great people, which is not normally talked about, but I really do love the people there. They're just, I found some really good people. And just kind of the opportunity. I don't know where life is really taking me right now. But I continue to pursue everything I'm going for as hard as I can and keep working and I'm standing in, my best friend TJ is getting married in October. And I'm excited for that. I'm his best man. And so I'm just excited for to just be there for him for that. And also I'll be back in town for that. And so I'm definitely going to see if I can come in early and stop by and see the fictional friends. And it'll just, I'm excited for that.
Thank you. This next segment is called Plug Your Social Media in Upcoming Events.
Oh, that I can do. I wish I was more active on social media. I just recently created a Twitter that I'm going to use. I've dedicated to it. I'm NR Kelly. So I'm A-N-R Kelly. Just because that's been a major part of my life is being R Kelly, but not the real R Kelly.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
There's so much more I could have done.
Yeah, there's so, I do know a lot of Ignition.
Seen Trapped in the Closet?
Of course.
That's, yeah. I didn't watch it for years and years and years because I'm like, oh, it's R. Kelly. He pees on little girls. Gross.
Yeah.
But one night, I may have been inebriated. And
that's what led to me seeing it. So.
It was on from the beginning. I couldn't stop. It was incredible. Dude is so intelligent and so talented. And he's twisted, obviously.
Oh, completely. But yeah.
My God, is that entertaining.
So much entertainment. I had a buddy who came into my room last year and because he was just living with us, and he was like, "You seen Trapped in the Closet yet?" I was like, "No, I haven't." He's like, "Well, I know what we're doing tonight."
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
It's between parts 1, 2, and 3, it's probably 3 hours, I would guess. I don't know the exact length, but
yeah, oh, it was so long. But so it was just so entertaining, and
it's so many small chapters. Each chapter is just a handful of minutes long, but mm-hmm. It's this whole narrative, musical narrative. And, oh my goodness.
It's crazy. Definitely worth a watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, I am NR Kelly. But also, at Forevers, is worth, checking out. Cause obviously that's what I want to, would love to plug that. You can find us on Steam as well. Please, share, do all that good stuff. Other than that, I mean, it feels weird to be you can find me on Facebook because but it's because I don't have a page. I'm just me.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're listening to this and you're like, I'd be friends with him. There you go. Be friends with me. Yeah.
Thank you. And the final segment of this episode is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to any other aspiring comedians that might be out there.
Just get out and do it. That's probably been said before. But it's you really, I don't do stand up as much as I'd like to. You really should. But I do improvise 3 or 4 times a week. I love it. And I'm trying to think of something that would be, I guess, unique. And I don't know if this will be, but don't get comfortable. Always mix up because for me, I know the characters I like, I know the voices that I do, and I know, but I shouldn't do that. And I know, and there's always just keep mixing it up. Also, never think you're above training, in any level. I mean, even Because I know people that have been like, well, I've done improv for like 4 or 5 years, but I would never want to do like IO level one. No, no, no. They're going to start you in a completely different place and all improv is different. Go do it. It's worth it. Yeah. That would be my just the tip.
Thank you. And thank you so much for being here tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to listening to the Grand Cast. Just all of it. Obviously not my own episode because I would feel a little...
You should, really.
I mean, of course I want to know. Half the time I want to know what I said. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, like, you're so in the moment that it isn't until you go back and listen to it that you really hear like what your internal said. Thought process, which is really interesting because I go back and I listen to every single episode. Mm-hmm. And even on like the giving side of the questions, like I hear things about myself.
Yeah,
that like, I benefit from, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, then I will definitely do that.
All right. Well, good luck in Los Angeles.
And well, thank you very much.
Hopefully we'll see you up on the big screen someday.
I would love that.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of The Grand Cast. Peace.
Nutter butters undercovers. Watch me suffer while you buffer, while you stutter. I'm discovering your mother. Get some blubber. Lob it in the crock pot. I'm in a top-notch hot spot. Chopping every dude that I see with a top knot. I'm unhinged. My gossip is the juiciest. I'm unstable, about to blow up in the spot like Vesuvius. With dubious intentions and deadline extensions, spaced out, pay attention when my name gets mentioned. Make it when you come. Make it when you go. When the time has come. Don't help you know. Time has come. Don't come up, you know.